Most of the time, we have this picture that once you become a child of God, all fights cease. So most children of God are not battle ready. They don't think that they must be ready to fight battles. They relax and think that God will fight my battles for me. Yes, the Lord will fight your battles for you, but there are fights you will have to fight them. The fact is that the moment you become a child of God, that is where true pressure starts. And until you leave this planet, you will not stop fighting. Learn to fight. Good fights. There is a contest and you must fight. You must put in effort. And he says, this fight is a good fight of faith. I pray that you never run away from the fights you are supposed to fight. You face them squarely, then you fulfill destiny in the grand style.
Now, your word in season.
Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you for gathering us in your presence one more time to bless us. Our hearts and our minds are opened, Lord, to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. May our faith be built as your word comes to us and cause us, precious Holy Spirit, to change levels, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get into the word of God. Remember, we come to hear the word of God, to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to live life well, and to serve him. Amen.
Amen.
Last Sunday, I started to discuss with us good fights a child of God must fight. When you become a child of God, when you are born again, you must be battle ready. There is nothing like all fights have ceased in your life. You must understand this so that you are prepared to win every battle, irrespective of how it shows up. Amen.
Amen.
And this is important because the word of God is the only thing that can prepare you well for such times of life. Amen. Whether you like it or not, fights will show up. You know, Job chapter 14, verse 1. Let's read a scripture from there. Job chapter 14, verse number 1. It says, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. I love Job. Because when you see a man that is born of a woman, his days are few. How many years would we live? 80, 90? You want to go 100? 120? I saw the picture of an old lady. I think 110 or 120. One of those two. They have to come and dry hair. You see, when you get to that level, what again is there for you to enjoy? May you enjoy the days of your youth. And don't rush to grow. There are some people, they want to grow. They just want to grow. Especially the ladies. Forgive me if you get offended. This one, I'm genuinely speaking the mind of God. They just want to become mommy. You know, they want to look old. Look, calm down. You grow. You grow out to the point that you are tired. You want to. You would have loved to become a younger lady. Hey. Please, if a lady is sitting by, you say, please, when you dress, look younger. Look younger. When you are wearing wigs, wear young ladies' wigs, not old ladies' wigs. Please, we need you to continue being young. Hallelujah. It's good to be young. Yes. I know you need experience in life, but you see, a knowledgeable young person is very valuable. You see, so sometimes we know experience is the best teacher. according to the world's definition, isn't it? Yes. But I tell you, many of the things, if you had knowledge, it was not necessary to experience them. So knowledge is important if you want to experience a good life, all right? Amen. So, last week we looked at two fights. What was the first one? Fight to be spiritual, not carnal. The fact is that that is where the child of God's victory begins, being spiritual. Because everything else wants to make you carnal. When we say you are carnal, that means your passions and your desires are all towards the flesh. See, there's nothing that stirs you up to take a hold of God. And to be spiritual is to be scriptural. So we are not just talking about being spiritual. Then we can say the fetish is spiritual, because they too deal with the realm of the spirit. But we are talking about spirituality in reference to Jehovah God, okay, and his son Jesus Christ. Being conscious of the dictates and the will of Jehovah. Praise God. So you must be spiritual. Be spiritual. And it's a fight, because everything else would like to direct your attention towards the flesh. The fact is that being spiritual is not automatic for a child of God. You need to consciously decide, I'm going to be spiritual. I'm going to stay and sow into the spirit. Okay? Galatians 6:8. I love what the scripture says there. Let's read it. Galatians 6:8. Galatians 6:8. What does it say? For he that soweth to... Let's read verse 7. I think we will appreciate it from verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Okay? Then he tells us, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. This is the definition of being either carnal or being spiritual. When you decide to continually sow into the spirit, he says you will reap life everlasting. All right? So until we see Jesus face to face, fight to be spiritual. Never relax and say, I've attained spirituality. I'm spiritus now. Now I can relax. There are people who were really spiritual until they lost God. Now they are homosexuals. They are all kinds of things, because they didn't continue fighting to stay spiritual. May you never lose your spirituality. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen. Amen. Good. The second fight we spoke about was what? Fight to respond to the call of God on your life. As a child of God, you are called. Many are called, few are chosen. The reason why few are chosen is that very few respond to the calling of God on their lives. When we say you are called of God, it is not that now abandon everything, come and put on collar, like some of us, and you say now I'm working for God. No, that is not how God sees things. God has called all of us to his purpose. And what is his purpose? All men must be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So you see, building the church is answering to the call of God on your life. Ensuring the expansion of Christ's influence is answering to the call of God on your life. Maybe later we'll take time to stay on just the call of God, because you must understand your calling. The call of God in Christ Jesus. And I see somebody embracing his call in Christ. Amen. You will become a savior of men. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. you will be conscious you are on assignment as a Christian to ensure that Christ's kingdom expands and we many into the kingdom. That is our assignment. Praise God. Anyway, I won't continue that today. Today, I want to continue with more fights, more good fights. Today, let me touch on just about two or three, then we can round up and continue next week, all right? When the day comes that you have to fight, you remember this message. You say, Pastor told us so. This thing he has been telling us. He has been telling us. Job has advised you, your days are few but full of trouble. Paul the Apostle says, fight! So you must be battle ready, okay? You must be battle ready. And I told you last week, I said the word fight. The word fight. It's actually the Greek word agonizomai. I don't want to worry you, but learn how to speak small. Agonizomai. Say it. Agonizomai. Agonizomai. What it actually means is there is a struggle. There is a competition for a prize. That is what fight is all. So when I say good fight, that means every good fight delivers to you a prize. But it's a struggle. It won't just be easy. I know when we talk like this, it doesn't sound like we are speaking faith. And yes, simple, sir. Yes, sir. You must fight. And the day you decide not to fight, I tell you, you will lose a lot of things. Nothing in this world comes cheap. There is a fight. There is a struggle. And for every struggle, there is a prize. P-R-I-Z-E. Eh? Are you here? Good. And it also suggests that there's contention with an adversary. There's what? That means there's somebody who doesn't want you to become it. So you must fight and defeat that force. Praise God. To fight also means to endeavor to accomplish something. To endeavor to accomplish something. Okay? And to strive for something. So please, take note of these fights because you will definitely fight them. Fight to be spiritual, not carnal. Fight to respond to the call of God on your life. Okay? Number three, today we are dealing with fight to overcome lust. It may not be a nice this thing, but it's a very important thing to talk about. Now, when we're dealing with fighting to be spiritual, I spoke about how lust fights us, okay? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. But this one, I'm talking about sexual lust, sex, like, it's a fight. At first, I used to think that the moment you marry, you don't desire other women again. No. I thought, like, once you are married, you don't desire, when you see another woman crash, you'll be like a tree to you. That's the way I thought. And you know, most people think the moment I marry, every temptation to want to chase another girl is off. Brothers, it's a fight. And you must win. You see, sexual sin, sex, is very spiritual. So, do you like the subject this morning? You don't like my subject? You know what? The moment you start talking about sex issues with Christians, their faces change. Meanwhile, you know that is one challenge we must overcome. Hey, so I shouldn't talk about people of God. Please, leave me. Let me do my work. Sex is very spiritual. It can drain you spiritually if you don't take care, if you don't fight to defeat it. That is why I encourage early marriage. And sometimes, cry, if you don't marry properly and you marry a bad wife, you can't have sex. That is also another problem. Hey, this morning, I think you do like it's a fight, oh, it's a serious fight. And what if, look, you will be surprised how many Christians fall to this thing. They don't win this fight, even preachers. You'll be shocked when they stand. It's like holier than thou. But if you know the things they are engaging in secret, and they are losing this fight. And when we say it, they say we shouldn't say it. Me, I'll say it. I'll say it. I'll say it and help you. My God. Because if you allow this sexual lust thing, it can burn your holiness. Your being special to God. It can kill it. It can weaken you. So it's one of the fights you must fight. This fight against sexual lust. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. Sexuality is spiritual. It's a supernatural thing. Have you? Let me not go there. If you are sexually active. If you are sexually active. You can't explain orgasm. You can go mad. It's a supernatural thing. So if you don't overcome that thing, by the time you realize, your whole spirituality is drowned. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. One of my greatest prayers for all my sons and daughters is you don't fall into sexual sin. I know sometimes when I'm talking, like the ladies will say, talk to the men. Look. They talk to the men. They are the ones that always cheat. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Though the ladies have this self-control that the men, we don't have. But you can also fall as a lady. So you need this message to fight when such a thing comes against you. You need it. A lot of the ladies, the reason why they've not fallen is because some wild man has not come. Some very dangerous, crafty man with sweet, honey voice and cash. That's why they look holy. People of God. Now, these are realities, oh. I know. Sometimes we pastors, we just want to preach the superfluous messages that really don't apply to life. This thing is a fight. Flee also youthful lusts. Then he tells you, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Flee youthful lust. It's a fight that you must win. And fight lust, sexual lust, with all your heart. Now, I'm not talking about other lust. I'm talking about this thing called sexual lust. And don't say you can pray 44 hours so you are free from this fight. The fact is that the more spiritual you are, the more this fight becomes serious. This particular one. Charlie, the Roman priests, they do well. They do well. They have their own issues, but they do well. They do, I'm telling you. This thing. When we get to heaven, we will see. Sometimes they want to bring some of their stories out, but I say, hey, everybody has their own issues. Leave them alone. Now, the first thing to do to fight this fight and win, that is, if you are not sexually active, be careful you don't taste it out of time. The first thing, because when you acquire certain tastes, the way they will hunt you for the rest of your life, you see, if you don't acquire the taste, Please let all the teenage, if there are any teenager there or children, let them hear me. They must not acquire this taste of sex. If you acquire the taste, do you know if you've not ate a tail before? A tail can be used to tempt you. When you see it, you start asking questions. What is this? Is it really food? When I eat, will I be okay? You see, because you've not tasted it. But when you taste it, after tasting, and you like it, the moment you see a tail, you are naturally tempted. Dear people of God, be careful you control this taste. Don't go and taste it. I'm now advising those who have not yet tasted it. It doesn't sound like the word of God. It's the word of God. He said, flee youthful lust. Look, there are certain sexual tastes, when you get them, it's very difficult to control. So that's the first group. Secondly, those who have already acquired the taste. Some people have acquired the taste by sleeping with people, through pornography, through masturbation. We must pray against it and help you always to win the fight against this thing. And that is why we are in church. You say, can you pray for somebody's akono to go? We can pray and help you. And sometimes you need to seek counsel. Sometimes you need to seek counsel. I heard somebody's testimony. He's been masturbating every day for 4 years. You see, he tasted the wrong thing. And now he's in bondage. Such a thing needs a breaking off of that spirit. So please. Those of you that have also engaged other girls. See, you have girls or boys or men that you and sometimes you are locked in and you don't know how to separate yourself. Because you see, when you engage in sex with somebody, the bonding that comes, if God doesn't help you, it will be very difficult to break off. So today, after the sermon, I'm going to pray for anybody that has that challenge. May the Lord help us. Amen. And it's a fight. It's a fight. It is a fight. The third way to fight this fight is to give your sex an outlet by getting married. The second one is those that have... The first one is those that have not acquired the taste. Don't acquire it out of time. The second one is those that have acquired it. You need help. Huh? Then thirdly, the third way to fight sexual lust is to give your sexuality an outlet. So you must marry early. And when after you have even married, you need to fight to stay with one person. Because you see, it is not in animals to stay with one mate. And they say that human beings are the highest form of animals, according to science. Though we are not. But the reason why they say this is that they say we have this instincts, sexual instincts that animals also have. That it is difficult for a man to live with just one sexual partner. A man wants to have more. So you must fight to control yourself and say, look, I will stay with this one woman. I know there may be cultural arguments. So, but these people, they are, they can marry as much as they want and all that. Please, which culture this thing do you submit to? Yours is not like that. And there are even Christians who can come up with arguments. You say, look at Abraham, look at David. Look, are you David? Are you Abraham? He say, no, they are the fathers of faith. We must follow their footsteps. Look. In the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. When God first gave man a woman, the woman was one. In the beginning, it was not so. Whatever arguments you have, this thing is a challenge. You must fight and win this battle. All the men here, I'm a man also. Let me advise us. The desire to have another woman, listen, is something that is with men. When you are blessed with a woman, stay with that one so that you get the best that God has for you. Another woman may end your life. All the men, are you following the message or you don't like me this morning? It's a fight. It's a fight. So please, those of you who are not married yet and you are always postponing, look, believe God. You can marry early so that you can have an outlet to channel your sexuality, because it's a wonderful expression. Oh my God. I say, and when you get married, we have to help you to enjoy it with your partner, because you can lose interest in your partner. How can you just stick with one woman for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years if you are not encouraged? My God. People of God. But all of us will win this fight. We will win this fight. Whoa. None of us will fall to this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Ah, we will win. We'll win. I tell you, we will win. Let me end that one there. I think enough of that one. Else I'll enter some areas I don't have to enter. The next fight, I said today, I'm talking to you about three. The next fight is to fight to get a good partner in life. Now I'm talking about husband or wife. It's a fight. And this one applies to those who have not married. Then those who are married, fight to keep your good partner. It's a fight. Maybe you may think, oh, have you recognized this, the rate of divorce nowadays? Even people who hold the Bible. And now it is not even those that have stayed in marriage for long that get divorced though. Sometimes only 3 years, they say, we will marry again. 6 months, they say, look, enough is enough. You must fight to keep your home. Now let me address those that are married first. Understand that the enemy doesn't want marriages to work. He doesn't want people to stay married for life. He always fights marriages. So you must fight to ensure that your marriage is good and your home is a good home filled with the peace of Christ. And how do you fight to win this fight? Ephesians chapter number 5. I'm talking to those who are married first. Then I come to those who are yet to be married. Ephesians chapter 5. From verse number 21. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. So when my wife look at me, she should see me as the Lord, as unto the Lord. All wives, see your husbands as unto the Lord. So if Jesus is standing in front of you, will you insult him? Mm-hmm. So what where is the insult coming from? It's because you see Kweku Mensah. You are not seeing the Lord. But if you can see the Lord, if you see the Lord in your husband, you will submit. You see, he's showing you how to fight to have a good home. The next verse, 23. These are scriptures you know. I'm bringing them to your minds again. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. So husband, see, you are the savior of your wife's body. So you cannot abuse your wife. The next verse. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Not some things. In everything. I wish all wives would say it louder. In everything. The wives didn't talk. Verse 25. Husbands, do what to your wives? Love your wives. We should be able to ask every wife, does your husband love you? Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Look, that means you should be able to die for your wife. Ah! Why are you saying hey? Christ gave himself. It was somebody wants to subtract himself from life. Two different entities. He gave, when Christ gave himself, what did he do? He died. Brother, you see, the husbands are not doing the thing. The husbands want to dodge it. There was a promise of resurrection. You see, the husbands, the men want to be smart. Look, where there is love, there is full commitment and sacrifice. All die be die. You see, now the wives are also talking. But you see, when you enter a home and there's love, you can feel it. There's love here. There's love. You will see that there is a lot of understanding, because love produces understanding. Understanding. You see, it's a fight. Don't think that because your wedding was nice, your home will be nice. To have a good, peaceful home is a fight. You fight to keep anything that disturbs that home out. And I'm talking to children of God. Because you see, you would have thought that unbelievers' marriages will collapse. Amazingly, it's believers whose marriages collapse. Oh. And sometimes it's like, do we understand love or they understand love? May none of the marriages in this church collapse.
Amen.
May we fight to have good homes, good marriages. It's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. Wife, fight for your home. Mm? Fight for your home. One wife, I hope you like my stories. One wife came to me and said that she wanted to divorce the husband. Some years ago. Why? Because the husband, a certain girl, has succeeded in putting the husband's back on the floor. So, this lady, the wife was a teacher. This lady who has succeeded in putting the husband's back on the floor was a nurse. She said one time she was there and the husband was in a different place also doing his work. She was there and it dawned on her that she should go to the husband's place. So 12 midnight, she set off. I was like, Why this pressure? But she felt uneasy. So when she got there, she knocked on the door. Bang, 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 bang. So the husband was a bit, who is this knocking at this time? So he opened the door. When he opened the door, he saw the wife. Then he said, hey. Yeah, I said, oh. So the wife said, so she opened the door and lo and behold, the lady having cloth sitting on the bed. So the wife also went to sit in the chair. So the three of them were in the room together. Oh my God. Now, the husband didn't know what to do now. And the lady too won't leave. So the next morning, the wife was angry. Now she won't marry again. So they mistakenly came to ask me. Should I tell you what I told them? I said to the wife, can't you see this lady is a devil that wants to break your home? So you allow her. No, fight for your marriage. Take her out. Don't allow her to take your husband. Would you just give in your husband easily like that? People are looking for good husbands. They can't find you. You have found one. Then a devil has come to perch. Kick her out. Fight her. Don't fight your husband. Fight her. I said fight. Fight. Fight her till she leaves your husband. If you have to pray and fast, pray and fast. Don't say, I said, look, mommy, Jaisa, this lady came to break your home. Fight her! I said, I asked her a question. Is your husband not a good man? He's a good man. This thing, didn't you see it coming? Because apparently, the wife's mother was sick and the lady came to visit, and the husband said, oh, this is a friend who is with me at that place, and you didn't pay attention. What is friend? What friendship? You have traveled, somebody's mother is sick, you have traveled to come and visit. That means do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, you should be discerning as a wife. Look, husbands, listen. Your wife owns you. Don't say that I'm the man, my wife, you are the woman, shut up. No, the Bible says your body is no longer yours and your wife's body is no longer hers. Your wife has the right to question you, who is this lady? Me, one of the greatest securities of my life is my wife. My wife. If a lady can't get close to my wife, she must not get close to me. That means it's dangerous. What I'm saying is that. Why are you angry when you see my wife? Why? 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 My phone, my wife knows my phone's code. I don't care if my phone is there and it's ringing and my wife is, I don't care. I have two phones. She can have one. Both lines are connected. When you look, I don't care. I don't care if she sees my message. I don't care. I have nothing to hide. And the fact is that she's my greatest security. Yeah. Your wife can't question you. Me, there's no place I will be that my wife doesn't know I'm there. No. She knows I'm there. And I will never lie about it. I'm going here. That's where I'm going. Who are you with? I am with sister so-so and so. She came for counseling. She should know. And I'll put it on loudspeaker. What
What have you to hide?
Brother, you want to keep a good home? Yeah, I'm serious. I have a policy. No woman sits in my car front. That's my wife's seat. If I have to help you with the lift, the back. Front? No. And at certain times, no lady sits in my car. Because I don't know who is filming. They will say, hey, 5 a.m. a lady was getting out of his car. How would I answer? How would I answer? Where did you go that you picked the woman at 5 a.m.? Hey, Debbie. Nonsense, who may be your tell record? Sofui. By the time I realize, it is everywhere. Say, oh, but she's your daughter. Say, hey, brother, when it comes to these issues, caution. When your wife says, please, this thing I'm not comfortable with, you have explanations. Once your wife says, I'm not comfortable with, look, find a way and get it off. Yeah. If you want to disturb your home, sometimes you see, we there are only two groups of people on earth, male and female. So a wife must also trust you enough that you will relate with females. But if she starts getting suspicious, look, don't doubt her intuition. One girl, every day she calls at 10 p.m. Your wife should not be concerned. Abba, you call me at a certain time with my wife. Please forget it. No, forget it. No. That's what? Group studies. You are doing group studies at 12 midnight. No. You see, allow your wife to help you. Allow your wife to help you. Because this thing is a fight. Allow your wife to help you. The day your wife cannot say, ah, my dear, I'm not happy with this. Who is this lady? The way she calls you and calls you dear and honey and all, I'm not comfortable. A lady is calling you honey. It's not your wife. What is you? Where did she test you to see you a honey? Oh, people of God. It's a fight, oh. It's a fight. I told the lady, please fight and save your home. Don't allow this girl to take your home. No. Don't. Don't leave your husband for her. I know you are angry. You are right to be angry. I know you are hurt. You are right to be hurt. But don't allow this beast to take your home. Fight! She listens. She listened. Yeah, she listened. You have two children. Beautiful children. Now this one has entered. And this one has made confessions. She. Mean sorry, hon. Say me tarry hon any. Hey! Oba obete. Oba obete. Metal. I want to catch them say, love your enemies. People of God. I pray you hear me. Then those who are not married, fight to have a good partner. You see, because you see, after salvation, one of the greatest decisions of life is who you marry. It's a fight. Because if you are a good guy, the probability that the devil will give you a troublesome person is very high. So you must fight to get a good partner. Yes, Papa. Now that you are not married, make sure your moves are guided by the wisdom of God. It's a fight. And the ladies too. You see, now I spoke about the gents. The ladies. Don't just accept a man because he has big chest. six packs and he has shown you some cash. No, all those things, they don't last. A man that will love you, and you see, how do you get to fight this fight and win? Your spirituality. Don't take God out of your decisions. It's a fight. I pray you fight and win this battle. Those of you that are married, fight and keep your marriage. Fight, oh, fight. Fight. And fight and enjoy your marriage. Don't fight yourselves. Fight anything that want to make you not enjoy it. Don't fight yourselves. The day you feel like fighting your husband, remember this message. The day you feel like fighting your wife, remember this message. I know me and my wife, there has been some things that maybe my understanding is different, her understanding is different. But there's nothing like, we have fought, say. And that for what? It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Do you want to enjoy it or you want to spoil it? Fight to keep a good home. I won't proceed with that one again also. You young ladies, when God start bringing a good guy your way, last time I was telling you, please go down. Humble yourself. Be like Ruth. Do you remember Ruth? And when your pastor is giving you coaching, receive it like Ruth received coaching from Naomi to get a good husband. The Lord will help you. So this is number what? Is it number five? Number five, fight to prosper. It's a good fight. Fight to prosper. You see, prosperity doesn't come cheap. Mark chapter 4 verse 25. And when I talk about prosperity, I'm talking about all-round prosperity. Prospering financially, prospering academically, prospering. Now he says, for he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that had not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Why is it that the one that doesn't have, what even he has will be taken from him? Because he doesn't even know the value of what he has. To prosper, to have wealth, it's not an easy thing. So you see, when you start serving God, you need to understand that his desire is to see you prosper. And I'm talking about having prosperity of wealth, riches. Okay? But you see, it's a fight. It's a fight that you must fight. That because you know how to use what you have, more will be what? Given to you. Do I change my microphone? More will be given to you. So that what you have will not be taken from you. People of God, you can't be lazy and be rich. So to prosper, you must be hardworking. You must be diligent. It's a good fight. The Bible says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The hand of the diligent, it shall what? It shall bear rule. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Project that scripture. Let's read it. Slow and lazy men, they don't easily become rich. They don't have anything. Huh? The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. So you see, to prosper, you must fight laziness. When you fight laziness, you're actually fighting to prosper.
Don't be lazy at your work. Be diligent. Don't be lazy at your work. You will be poor. You see, poor men always have excuses why they couldn't do something. Don't be a person who is full of excuses why you couldn't get something done. I speak over your life. As you fight to prosper, you will see prosperity. So fight. Fight to be diligent. Fight. Fight laziness. When you are in school, don't lazy around. Fight to pass your exams. Don't say, if I don't pass, we'll write. We'll write again. Now, take note of this. The Bible shows us how that riches are in secret places and treasures are in darkness. So you see, to have access to them, you must be somebody that is ready to fight any fight you must fight. I think sometimes those who don't know the Lord are daring to prosper more than us. The way they work, the way they really want to see results, they will go every extent to see what they do prosper. I think sometimes when we come to believe in Christ, we think that, oh, God will do it for us. So we just pray and go into hibernation. No, we pray and get on the field and see God move for us. Hard work, hard work. Tell somebody for me, don't hate hard work. Fight to prosper. Amen. I won't say a lot about that. I also end that one. Last one for today. How many did I say I'll give you today? Have I given you three? Last one. Everybody here is growing, so I will say this again. Fight to build a house. It's a fight. Those that don't understand this may never build. Because you see, when you put one block on the other, everything else will try to take money from you. And you must fight to ensure if you start a building, you will finish. Many buildings are not finished because the people are not fighting conscious. They think the building will finish itself. To buy cement is a fight. Because cement should be bought. Egg. You must eat egg. You must buy cement. You must buy shoe. You must buy stones. Stones. You must buy clothes. Am I saying you don't need all of that? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there will be a fight over you building. If you don't decide, I will build, I will finish. My daughters, may the Lord empower you to build. Amen. May you not say your husband will build for you in the future. Amen. Your husband may never build for you. Those of you that are married already, may the Lord bless the couple to build houses. Amen. You will not just build one, you will build two. Amen. You will build three. Amen. You will build four. Amen. Oh, somebody is not hearing me. Amen. You will build five. Amen. I see you building flats. Amen. I see you building houses to give for rent. Amen. We will build and give for rent. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. But see, the first one is the one that you live inside. It's a fight. It's a fight. If you think buildings will just come out from the ground by themselves, you are joking. Everybody must own a piece of land somewhere. Now I'm prophesying. You will own a piece of land somewhere. If even it is half plot, you will own a piece of land somewhere. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And you see, then you decide to fight to build. There are some of you that have their land already, but you have relaxed and you don't even dream it, and you keep postponing. I tell you, little steps you take, you are actually fighting to defeat this spirit that doesn't want people to build. So if there's, you have the land already, those who don't have land yet, I pray in the name of Jesus, you will have a land. He said, how would I have a land? The Lord will bring money into your hands. Amen. And when the money starts coming, don't be wasting it. Think about owning a land. Amen. Think about owning a land. Amen. If even it is half plot, think about owning. And after you've gotten the land, fight to start it. Say, Pastor, you don't know. Things are not the way you think they are. I know that things are not the way they are. But I'm telling you that it's a fight. That is why I'm encouraging you. I said, good fight, a child of God. Look, if you don't build and you keep renting, you are setting your children up for poverty. Do you like my message? I'm finishing. This is the last one. So if you say, I don't know where to start from, fight to save money and put stones on the land. Stones, abo, chippings. Because when you dig foundation, it is, do you like my message? Yes, no. It is chippings you use for the foundation. Put chippings there. Fight and take trip of sand to that land. It's a fight. Then fight to put some money down. Put some money and trust God. As you pay your tithe, trust God that there will be inflow so that you can build. As you give offering, trust God that there will be inflow so that you can build. Am I communicating at all? Giving tithes and offerings and giving offerings in church, and it is not showing in owning a property and building. Look, it is not matching up. It must match up. I wish I had this wisdom and I had fight to build when I was 21. Because at a point, money started coming into my hands. Do you know what I was thinking about? Should I tell you? I hope you won't insult me. When I was first year in the university, I even applied for student loan. Abraham, me papa, Timmy, hear me. Chese me, who did not chese? Then I went to take student loan. So one time, my dad looked at me and said, "Eh, now, Uji loan, but every day Ube just call me. What are they? Watch me." I started making money, thousands of pounds. Building never crossed my mind. Oh, so what was I thinking? Second year, third year, I was having money. I could buy my own ticket and travel to London and come back. No, I'm serious. I finished my first degree years ago. There was still land at Ayodhya. It didn't come into my mind. So I was, hey, yo. So you see, what I'm saying to you is that the Lord will start bringing money into your as you are faithful in his house to ensure his house is built. Fight and build a house and put a roof over your head. By the time you are old and you are leaving the earth, you would have a building that your children can start from. Am I communicating at all? And I prophesy over your life. If you have three children, may you have three buildings so that you will give one to each. Are you getting me? If you have five children, may you have five buildings. I'm prophesying over somebody so that you will give one to each. If you have 10 children, may you have 10 buildings. Yes. May each of your children call you a good father, that you were good and you left them something that they could build upon. May you finish your house. If you don't have a land, you have a land. I'm prophesying now. If you don't have a land, you will have a land. In the name of Jesus. If you do not have blocks, stones, cement, I see resources coming for those things. If you have not started, I see grace coming for you to start. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord, who is a builder of all things, will see to it that you finish a house. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Wisdom to build, understanding to make it established, knowledge to fill it with good things, in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you be part of the few that will own a house. Many do not own a house on this earth, but may you be part of the few that will own a house, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have blessed you, and grace to fight to build is released upon you, even in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.